Small boat fishermen out of Kodiak have found a premium market for their catch based on the idea of buying local. The jig fishery uses gear as light as 10 pounds and is open to anyone who buys a permit. A number of restaurants are willing to pay more for fish caught that way. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The owners of Anchorage's Beartooth Theater Pub and Grill wanted to use as much local ingredients as possible. But it took a while to get reliable supply lines together for lettuce, beets, potatoes, and other vegetables, even though they are produced here in abundance.
You can say, bring me Alaska-grown produce, bring me Alaska-grown produce. But when someone else brings you Alaska-grown produce, and that's where the dollar goes to, that's the most powerful way that you can say, bring me Alaska-grown produce.
That's Beartooth manager Stephanie Johnson. While a state Alaska-grown subsidy helped, the big factor was the arrival of produce dealer Delicious Dave Thorne's Alaska root sellers, who connected with the producers and cleared up the local supply lines for the Beartooth.
Last summer, we bought 6.4 tons of Alaska-grown romaine.
Now turn to fish. And this time, take the middleman out. Beartooth is one of several retailers and food service vendors who are sourcing Pacific cod and rockfish directly from Kodiak Jig Fisheries. They point that out on their menu, and Johnson says it's something they can easily take pride in.
It's fresher, and there's a different level of care that you can feel coming from the people that you're purchasing from. So it really just kind of amps up the care and the respect value for what's on your plate all the way from when it reaches the door to when we put it down in front of you.
Jigging can be done from a vessel as small as a skiff. Alaska Jig Association President Darius Kasperzak says their small scale allows for more eco-friendly fishing and a better quality product.
We have that hand-tended ability to take super, super good care of the fish. There's minimal bycatch since you have very little bycatch in the water. What bycatch you do catch, there's very little mortality because that can be released over the side of the boat. It's also very humane, too. You know, all fishing is, you know, hard on the fish, but the way we do it, the fish aren't on the gear very long. They're bled instantly into cold slush waters.
The Kodiak Jig program works similarly to community-supported agriculture in that the customer agrees to the purchase and the price ahead of time. And the price is definitely higher than the general market. And yes, that can be a problem in the restaurant business.
When we started trying to incorporate more Alaska-grown produce into the building, the first experience that we always had was the sticker shock.
Stephanie Johnson said what made Beartooth able to pencil out local produce was the State Agriculture Division's Alaska-grown restaurant rewards program, which puts a 17% subsidy on restaurant purchases.
So for us to move forward with sourcing locally grown food, it was a matter of a lot of logistics, and the restaurant rewards program was a big thing that helped us out with that, because it did take the fear of the cost and drove it down just enough that it was enough for us to take the leap of faith and deal with all of the other logistics that come into play.
There are plenty of logistics. Darius Kasperzak's cod must quickly get to the dock cold, be frozen and wrapped and shipped by air to Anchorage. But Kasperzak says now he's in charge of the processor and not the other way around, and he already knows what his price is. The Kodiak Jig deal was set up by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, a small boat advocacy organization. AMCC's executive director, Kelly Harrell, says along with its conservation value, the arrangement works toward food security, resilience, and fairness to the fishermen.
You know, they're risking their lives every day doing what they do to deliver us a great, amazing food product. And we are trying to bring about some shifts in the seafood value chain that help give them more certainty that they're going to get paid a good price for what they're doing. And it relates to AMCC's vision for having people and fishermen living, working, and thriving in coastal communities. So they're community-based fishermen that we're working with that live there year-round.
The state's first community-supported fishery was set up in Sitka 7 years ago. The idea has also been applied to crab, and Harrell says later this year, restaurants will see community-supported Bristol Bay salmon. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.